You're listening to an SBS News podcast.
Hi, I'm Rania Yalop.
And I'm Elfie Scott.
And welcome to a very special edition of Party Time, a Christmas party time.
You! Merry Christmas, Rania.
And Merry Christmas to you too. But before we get to the festivities, we've got some business to get to.
Okay, what sort of business?
Barnaby Joyce of business. The former Deputy Prime Minister and long-term Nationals MP has officially defected to One Nation.
Yeah, right. Okay, so this has been a little while coming.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not, I think, a huge surprise. He will remain in the lower house as the representative for New England until the next election. That electorate covers places like Tamworth and Armidale in northern New South Wales and will lead One Nation's New South Wales Senate ticket come the next election.
Interesting. Okay. And this all comes at a kind of pivotal time, right? Like, it's not a huge surprise that Joyce joined One Nation because the party is having like a bit of a moment, right?
Yeah. Some Roy Morgan research from November found primary support for One Nation was at its highest level since 1998 at 14%. That research also said that the increasing support for One Nation should, quote, come as no surprise, and that there's been an increase in disaffected, disengaged Australians, 1.1 5 million of them, who are 2.5 times more likely to vote for One Nation.
And Nationals leader David Littleproud isn't happy about this whole ordeal, unsurprisingly, and said in a statement, it is disappointing for the people of New England and all the National Party members who helped to get him elected.
It continues, the Nationals supported Barnaby through many difficult times, including his darkest moments.
Barnaby. Kind of rude to bring up.
Barnaby has chosen to turn his back on the Nationals and on his electorate and instead join a party of protest, which is never able to achieve anything other than headlines.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Brutal. Yeah, he's not happy about this situation.
Oh, sorry, David. What a terrible end to the year.
Yeah, and after like so many breakups.
Yes.
I just feel like that little man's heart. Cracked to pieces.
I know. Oh, he'll get a break over Christmas. Yeah. Anyway, speaking of which, Rania, it has been a busy news year. And maybe it's worth retracking some of the biggest moments as a bit of an end of year Christmas wrap up.
Amazing. What happened?
Do you remember we had an election?
Oh, like barely.
It feels like it was 5 years ago, 9 months since the federal election, and it just feels like it has dragged. But maybe we can take a bit of a walk down memory lane. So what were some of the biggest moments that occurred to you about 2025?
Okay, well, I mean, we have to talk about Labor's wild victory.
Wild is the word for sure.
Yeah, it was a massive moment in politics this year. Anthony Albanese claiming victory in the federal election with a majority government. Not just a majority, but like a majority.
My fellow Australians. Serving as your Prime Minister is the greatest honour of my life. And it is with a deep sense of humility and a profound sense of responsibility that the first thing that I do tonight is to say thank you to the people of Australia for the chance to continue to serve the best nation on earth.
That thing was over by like 7:30.
Yeah, I think everyone was kind of expecting like a big night. And then it was like 8 o'clock and it was like, oh, so it's done. Like,
it's I know, we had a lot of snacks and alcohol laid out till like 11 p.m. in mind. But yeah, Labor's election success was pretty remarkable. And right now, I think it's worth noting that the government has 94 MPs in the lower house, as compared to 42 members of the opposition, 11 independents, and only 3 minor party members. So, as you say, majority.
Yeah, which brings us to another massive political story of the year, fallen MPs from that election.
Yeah, biggest one probably is that former opposition leader Peter Dutton lost his seat of Dixon after holding it for a very long time, over 2 decades.
We didn't do well enough during this campaign. That much is obvious tonight, and I accept full responsibility for that. Earlier on, I called the Prime Minister to congratulate him on his success tonight. It's an historic occasion for the Labor Party, and we recognise that.
And former Greens leader Adam Band conceded defeat in his electorate of Melbourne. He was replaced as leader by Larissa Waters later on, but lost his seat. Now the Greens don't have a single representative in the House of Representatives after having one for like a pretty long time.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Since the old new government kicked off their second term, there's been plenty of massive stories that have dominated headlines. And Rania, you and I know this because we have to write those headlines.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so an obvious one, but one worth remembering, is that Susan Lee became the first female leader of the Liberal Party after the election, beating Angus Taylor in a pretty tight vote.
I am humbled. I am honoured. And I am up for the job.
And as optimistic as it sounded from the offset, it hasn't exactly been a smooth ride for the Liberal Party since the election.
Yeah, one of our favourite topics.
We do not stop beating this horse, do we?
I mean, we're not alone, to be fair. I mean, I remember when the coalition split for the first time, which it was the first time since the 80s since they'd done that. And it did come, there was definitely some tension there, but it came as a surprise when it happened.
This is one of the hardest political decisions of my life. But you know what? I didn't make it by myself.
Two breakup speeches in 1 year from David Littleproud. One angry, one sort of resolute there.
Yeah. But the problems for the Liberals didn't stop there. Jacinta Price was dumped from their front bench in September after she declined to voice support for Susan Lee. Andrew Hastie quit the front bench in October after disagreements over immigration policy. And then in November, after months of extremely public disagreement within the party, they dumped their net zero policy completely.
Yeah, it has been a very big year for the Liberal Party, but it's also been a big year for government, right, Rania?
Yeah, absolutely. In August, Australia expelled the Iranian ambassador after declaring that Iran directed anti-Semitic attacks in Australia, the first time Australia has expelled an ambassador since World War II.
And Australia also officially recognised a Palestinian state in September at the UN General Assembly.
Yesterday, Australia recognised the state of Palestine. We have been clear. The terrorist organisation Hamas can have no role in Palestine's future. Our recognition was predicated on commitments from the Palestinian Authority, reaffirming Israel's right to exist in peace and security.
The part of my childish brain sees Albanese on the world stage at the UN and I go, that's my buddy.
Yeah.
It's like seeing your friend on TV.
I know him.
I know that guy.
Well, on that trip, Albanese was snubbed by President Donald Trump, but he did secure that meeting after months of being ghosted.
Yeah, and it was shockingly successful, which nobody expected.
And of course, the government passed the world's first social media ban for children under 16, which took effect this week. And I expect we'll be doing a lot more reporting on that in the coming months as it all plays out.
But let us not forget, also, Rania, that while there were these important markers of politics and historical moments as well, there were also extremely silly things that happened this year too.
Oh, for sure. I mean, this moment between Trump and Rudd was a personal favourite.
Did an ambassador say something bad about him? Don't tell me. I don't. Where is he? Is he still working for you?
Yeah.
Do you said bad?
Before I took this position, Mr. President.
I don't like you either. I don't, and I probably never will. Go ahead.
It's the first personal conflict that Kevin Rudd has ever had. He's never had a problem with anybody else.
Never. And that wasn't the only spat of the year. There was this one between Bob Catter and a journalist.
You've got Lebanese heritage yourself.
Oh, mate, don't say that because that irritates me and I punch blokes in the mouth for saying that. Don't you dare say that. My family have been in this country for 140 years. I have, on many occasions, punch blokes in the mouth, right? So I'm restraining myself today. Gentlemen, ladies, this man is a racist. Don't listen to him, please.
It still is one of the most unbelievable political clips I've ever seen.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wild.
Not exactly the decorum we expect.
No. Of a politician?
Or like literally anybody, actually.
Well, yeah, that is true. That's you'd get kicked out of a nightclub.
Yeah. And there was also the absurd blow-up where Susan Lee decided to throw a fit about Albanese wearing a Joy Division shirt, saying it was anti-Semitic, and that kind of lowered the bar for the political discourse.
Yeah, at the time she wasn't really backed up by anybody either. Albanese saying that the only thing he meant by that shirt was that it's just a great album.
Keeping it cool. And just to wrap this up, remember when the Bureau of Meteorology website suddenly got updated and the UX of a weather website became national news?
Oh, I really do. What a ride. $96 million. $96 million.
Oh, I could do a better job on Squarespace. Yeah. Give me a call. Okay, and now, Rania, to get into even more of a Christmassy mood, I wanted to do a bit of a quiz with you. And because you are much more knowledgeable than me, I get to ask the questions.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure that's true, but I'll give it a go.
No, it's 100% true. Okay, so let's jump back. So Susan Lee obviously became the first female leader of the Liberal Party. She has two S's in her name.
She has three, actually.
Three?
What starts with S?
You're absolutely right. This is why you're answering the questions. So she has those double S's in the middle of her name, and she revealed why she had altered her name to include those two S's, clearing the record. Can you tell me why she did it?
Well, I thought it was numerology. I thought that's what she'd said years back, but did she correct it and say, like, I was just a bit punk rock?
Yes, she did. Yes, absolutely. And I'm trying to think about what's punk rock about having two double S's and I'm coming up short. So yeah, if anybody has any ideas.
I'm trying to think of what's punk rock about, like, going to the government and submitting a form.
Doing a lot of admin. Yeah.
Sticking it to the man.
That's a really good point. Okay, yes. So not, in fact, numerology. Question two. During what became a rather shameful series for Queensland MP Bob Catter, he threatened to punch a journalist in August, as we have just seen, over a question about his heritage. What was the name of that journalist?
Oh, that's hard. I'm going to go Dean.
Did you just make up a name?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, his name is Josh Bavis. He is the Channel 9 reporter. Sorry to say.
Sorry, Josh.
Okay. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese recently got married in a private ceremony at the Lodge. What song did his now wife walk down the aisle to? And you can give me the artist. You don't have to say the name of the song.
Love Will Tear Us Apart by Joy Division.
What a horrible choice that would have been.
In Excess.
Oh, that's actually a really good guess. No, it was Ben Folds, The Luckiest. You look disappointed with that. Sorry.
It's all right.
Okay, so a few months ago, Rania, we spoke to a certain independent senator about the ins and outs of Senate estimates, David Pocock, a man who also revealed to us exclusively that he hunts deer and provides deer meat for his family.
Yep.
How many World Cups did David Pocock appear in with the Wallabies?
Oh, that's hard. I'm not really a rugby union person.
I know, you're a real rugby league girl.
Yeah. So I'm going to say they happen every 4 years.
Hmm.
I don't know how old he is now, but he stopped a few years ago. I'm going to say three.
Oh, nice.
Is
well
it?
Done. Yeah.
Maths wins again.
All right, and we haven't had a chance to cover this properly yet, but Communications Minister Annika Wells, during what should theoretically be kind of a glorious week for her, considering the social media ban, has in fact been the centre of an ongoing controversy about taxpayer-funded trips, including spending $100,000 flying herself and three staff to New York to promote the social media ban. Okay?
Yep.
How many times could I theoretically fly to Bali and back from Sydney with that kind of cash on Jetstar?
Is there a deal on at the moment?
No, but I would say that, like, if you look at it, Jetstar is shockingly cheap. And yes, Jetstar, if you want to pay me, you're so welcome.
Right. Going to try some maths again. So I reckon you can probably get $600 return flights.
Mm, yeah.
So I'm going to say if it was 1,000, it'd be 100. $122 times.
Oh, it's not bad, actually. But my maths, I found ones for $450. So
that's outrageous.
Yeah. Jetstar again. You couldn't ask for better promo. And that is 250 return flights.
Yeah. But no bags.
Oh, that's probably true. No, like, no bags.
You go on there with a Bintang singlet and some dongs, and you're bringing a new pair back, and that's all you can take.
True. You get, what, like 7 kilos? Yeah. Nothing.
Oh, so now it is Christmas. How did I do, by the way? Did I get a score of that?
I'm going to give you... Oh, you didn't do very well. You got like 2 out of 5, but that's not bad.
2 out of 5.
That's pretty good.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I think you should be happy with that.
Thank you. Now it is Christmas, so I wanted to do some Christmas presents. Here, let me.
Oh, okay.
The first present, I think, goes to Albanese. He's getting nothing this year. I feel like the man can't have any more.
Oh, he's done well already.
Yeah, the opposition falling apart, a huge election win, and he got married.
That's a good year.
It's a pretty good year.
No wonder he looked so happy on sunrise cutting that chicken this morning.
Really doing his victory lap. Now, this next one is from Albanese. It's a gift to the teens of Australia who are now banned from social media with a video message.
Hi there, students. It's the Prime Minister here, and I wanted to speak to you directly about something very important. From December 10, if you're under 16, you're no longer allowed to have a social media account. You'll know better than anyone what it's like growing up with algorithms, endless feeds, and the pressure that can come with that. That's why we've taken this step to support you. If you have questions, by all means, reach out. Talk to your parents, your teachers, and your friends. And if you feel like you need more support, Headspace and Kids Helpline is there to assist. Above all, make the most of the school holidays coming up rather than spending it scrolling on your phone. Start a new sport, learn a new instrument, or read that book that has been sitting there on your shelf for some time. And importantly, spend quality time with your friends and your family, face to face. Have a great summer.
Thank God he made it so cool and relatable.
Like a POV of like being in a principal's office.
Yes.
That's what I feel by that. That I'm like sitting across the desk and is there. He's like, just can you just make it to the end of term? Go see your family. Get off your phone.
Get
go read a book or something. Like I'm done with you. I just want like just. There must have been an easier way to do that. And I also like that, like, how's he going to reach the teens now?
Yeah, so true.
It's like through major news networks. Guess what? They're not there. Oh, and also read a book.
Read a book.
Read a book.
I mean, to be fair, probably good advice for all of us. Stop scrolling and read a book over the summer holidays.
Which is not what I will be doing. I'm looking forward to 7 hours of screen time a day.
My holidays have been lying down on TikTok.
A dark room and just me and the internet.
I shan't be seeing a sport.
And then lastly, this one's a present for Elfie. This happened a while ago, but I just wanted to give you the chance to speak about Malcolm Turnbull's portrait.
And I like it, but I guess it's more important what others think of it. But it's Jude's a great artist, and I'm very happy with it.
Oh my God.
So what do other people think of it? Elfie, what do you
think
of it?
Nobody has made as big a deal of it as I have, but it's so funny, as if it's not the funniest thing. He looks like he's a grocer selling melons. No shade to the artist whatsoever. Beautifully done.
It's a beautiful picture.
It's a beautiful picture with a completely inexplicable stance. Like, I don't know why he looks like that. I wonder if he's, like, quietly shitty about it. I don't know,
because I think they do get a bit of control in, like, what they put in it. Like, I think, like, maybe Kevin Rudd, like, has a cat in his because, like, he had his cat around and
nice.
Stuff.
Oh, that's
nice. So I think you get to, like, choose the bits that you put in, and he chose himself.
Yeah, he was like, let's make me look like a greengrocer as much as possible.
All right, and then I have one last gift. This is special gift.
What?
Another special gift for Elfie.
What?
Of a small surprise.
What's up, Elfie? Merry Christmas. Josh and Jen. I know you know that.
You remember me? I got our Instagram.
We see each other. Just wanted to say, hey, very proud of you. Stoked to see everything that you're doing. Lots of love.
Yep.
Could you tell me what Elfie was like
when she
was...
Oh, no, you...
He's on the record?
Yeah.
On the record right now?
Yeah.
She was awesome. We were really good friends.
She is awesome.
She is awesome, yeah.
I have a lot of respect for her.
She, she was hilarious. She had very, very, like, specific tastes in, like, movies and music. She was, like... If you think... I mean, this is pre Tumblr era, but if you think of, like... Like a Tumblr personality, like she was like the prototype for that. You know what I mean? Like super, super quirky.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah.
For people who may be here for politics, that was Speed. I was going to say multi ARIA award winning. At least one ARIA award winning band,
that we know of.
Australian yes. band, really popping off at the moment, and apparently. Childhood friends of Elfie.
Childhood friends. Very good childhood friends.
So if you needed any proof that Elfie is very cool, I mean, first off, on YouTube you can see it. Look at her Christmas sweater. And secondly, listen to Speed. They're very cool and they think Elfie is very cool.
Oh my God. That is huge. That's so sweet. I love seeing them. That's really lovely. Thank you so much, Rania.
That's okay. I mean, that's all I've got for this week. Unless you've got... You recorded a message for me from... No, okay. That's...
My present to you is to say thank you so much for this year.
Thank you.
You are a glorious co-host and I love doing this with you.
Well, I love doing it with you too and love doing it with Cam, who sits just over there with some headphones on. He presses the buttons and he is phenomenal. Makes us look amazing.
Yeah.
If I do so, say so myself. Thank you, Cam. Thank you.
He's giving us a tiny little a heart signal a little heart with his hands to show that he's young and...
young and hip.
Hip.
That is all we have for this year, though.
Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. This has been so fun, and we will be back next year to bring you all of the political updates that you need from Canberra.
Absolutely. If you can, though, please subscribe. Please mention this to someone if you get a chance at Christmas dinner. So this Party Time podcast is really cool. Any nieces and nephews? They'll love it. They'll love it. They've made a free time now and they can go through the back catalogue.
That's so true. Yeah.
otherwise, we will see you next year.
Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
Bye.